If you're a Muslim living in the United States, you're allowed to stay on U.S. grounds only if you're willing to fight terrorism. This is one of the conditions set by former U.S. President Bill Clinton when speaking at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia after his wife, Hillary Clinton, was nominated to be president.
If you're a Muslim and you love America and freedom and you hate terror, stay here and help us win and make the future together. We want you.
Muslim advocates find Clinton's comments troubling as they allow fellow Americans to label Muslims as outsiders.
The comments made by Bill Clinton at the DNC convention were troubling in that he continued to securitize the presence of Muslims in this country and ignoring the fact that the community has been here for hundreds of years. This narrative, which kind of excludes Muslims from the fabric and makes others look at us as individuals who don't belong or individuals who only belong here because or to fight terrorism, and that's the wrong narrative.
Clinton's statement caused other Muslims living in the United States to dread Hillary becoming the next president.
I don't want to be pinpointed that I have to help the government in order to be welcomed here. I just want to be treated like everybody else. And the statement that Bill Clinton said yesterday made me feel uncomfortable because I don't want to be welcomed and unwelcomed because of my faith.
Muslims have been the target of presidential candidates since primary elections started about a year ago. According to a Georgetown report released in early May, there were more acts of violence against Muslims in 2015 than in any year since September 11th attacks. Hate crimes have also tripled following Trump's call for a ban on all Muslims entering the U.S. According to the experts, Bill Clinton's comments at the convention mean only one thing. Whether Trump or Hillary make it as the next U.S. president, Muslim Americans in the United States will be viewed as guilty until proven innocent. Eliana Al-Khamisi, Press TV, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.